Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. You want to be more empowered to take control of your mind and thinking. Well, How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster by Marcella Stanley helps you understand if you can learn to drive and control a car, well, then you can use those same skills to be more in control of your mind and your life. Marcellus wants you to know that every time you get behind the wheel of a car, that you are in control. Life hacks that many of you will be familiar with will show you some better ways to help navigate and control your mind through this journey of life, like you would a car instead of letting it go like a roller coaster. Marcella Stanley, author of How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster, is our guest on This Week in America. Marcellus, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and to chat with you.
I love the title of the book, and I love the whole idea behind this. Let's start with the idea. Where in the world did you come up with this idea that you can control your mind like a car instead of a roller coaster, which most of us do?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a, this definitely is a process.
Yes.
It was a time, and I talk about this in my book. I was going through some things in my life at one point, and was going through a lot of self-help, looking at some things, listening to some different authors. And I don't know if you've ever heard, anybody's heard of Earl Nightingale.
Oh, but of course.
Given this analogy of about, how this driver was driving this big machine, and, it was amazing how this guy could control such a large vessel. I mean, just the small guy, but he had more control of this thing, that power. And I just, it was just kind of one of those things that just sunk back in the part of your mind. And I started teaching my daughter how to drive a car when she needed her license. And I just started thinking about the similarities of, what she was able to do by learning to drive this car and the freedom and what she was able to get after she did it. And then I also thought about what I was doing in trying to better myself just through, just some self-help and things like that. And it's like I was getting more control of the way that I thought. And I just brought the two together and voila, we have the book.
Well, you've done it brilliantly. The book is How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. Marcella Stanley, our guest on the program, his website, his name, marcellusstanley.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Life hacks, like I mentioned, tips, secrets in the book to help us get through life a little easier, a little calm approach to getting through life. What is the strangest secret that you have in the book on how we can control the way we think?
The strangest secret, it kind of also goes back from what Earl Nightingale said, is that if you can just think even in normal terms, you can control the way that you think. If you can just realize and just sit back and think, because we get, our emotions get us all over the place and we get flustered and all those kind of things. But the strangest secret is that you actually have the ability to control the way that you think. And just, sometimes we just don't give it enough credit. We always let our minds seem to control us instead of us being able to control it. And once you get that, life just seems to get a little bit, I don't always say easy, but more manageable when you learn that you actually have more control of your thinking than you give credit.
How long did it take you to get to the point where you were able to start controlling your thoughts rather than just random thoughts coming into your mind? You were able to control those.
Well, that's one loaded question, because I would really love to say that I'm perfect and I've got it down. Life happens to us and things throw us, all the time. So when you think you got one thing, like here comes another thing, just, this is how life is. But I would say I've learned just to calm myself. I've learned to respond instead of react. How long that really took me? That's a really good question. 'Cause it's such a journey, and life is a journey.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I would say it probably took me a couple of years of just as I was doing the self-help thing and just really getting it. And so am I perfect? I got it? No, I don't. But I know that I'm better than I was, and I don't have the major swings that I used to
Yes.
have.
So it's a process that you go through to attain this.
Exactly. Yeah, it is definitely a process because we all know life every day. You think you got one thing licked, and another thing will come up.
Yeah, you turn around and you got seven more coming at you, and you
Exactly.
think, I just resolved that one, and now I've got these to deal with. The book is How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. Marcella Stanley, our guest on the program, book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Amazon, send you to Barnes & Noble. Also, Marcellus's website is marcellusstanley.com. I'll give you all that as we go through the conversation. Chapter 5 in the book is entitled Why Cars? Talk about why cars, why that is sort of the key to unlocking this this potential we have.
Well, I thought, you know, what was so great is that this is something that I think everybody can relate to is a car. You use it for transportation. If you've gone through anything in life, you had to go through that painstaking time
Yes.
of getting your driver's license, and you know the frustration that you felt, and man, can I do this? And man, I made a mistake, and all that kind of stuff. But you kept doing it because the reward of getting the license was worth you putting up with the failures and the tough times, but you kept with it. And we all use cars in so many different ways. And if you will think about all the processes of what you've gone through, and if you will just kind of remember that, if you can drive a car and you can do that, you can learn to control your mind. So I really just said cars were just something that I thought everybody in the world could relate to. And so hopefully
Well,
that can do
yeah, you
that.
can, as you're reading the book, you can visualize yourself going through the process of in a car and what you go through, and then just apply that to what you're going through in life. And again, you're not going to get there tomorrow, as Marcella says. It's a process, but it's a process that obviously, because you're smiling and you've got a great personality, this has really sort of changed your life, hasn't it?
It really has. I think I've always kind of had it more of a, because of my mom, kind of more, a little bit more of an upbeat personality. But now it's like it's something that I decide to do. I really catch myself when I'm in a state of going down, and why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? So wait a minute, you know what? You actually have the ability to reverse that. You have the really ability to be able to change the way that you think. Don't just give in to, being negative or upset all the time. Change it. And that's what this has been able to do.
The book is How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. Marcella Stanley, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, where the book is available. You talk about we're designed with a purpose. Talk about that and the importance. That's a very simple sentence, but it really says a lot about who we are and what we're capable of attaining.
Yes. And you think about a car. A car has a design. It has a designer. It has a creator. And that car was designed for a specific purpose. There's different ones that do different things, but it was designed. It didn't just happen. And us as human beings, sometimes we forget that we actually have a specific design. We actually have a creator. I'm a person of faith, so I always give that to God, to say that I didn't just randomly happen. I was created for a purpose. And if everybody will look at their lives, they're not just here as just a speck to just live on this earth for a few seconds and just exist and die. There's a purpose. There's a reason that you are here. And I think once you find that purpose, or you seek to find that purpose, life becomes so much more fulfilling. A car is here and it's used for a specific thing. And I think you can be that same thing. You can find what your passion is, and know that you are created for a purpose, and you have a designer that gave you a purpose.
One of the nice things about the book, How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster, by our guest Marcella Stanley, is it's all relatable, it's all doable, it's all understandable. Sometimes you get involved in self-help and you finish a couple pages and you go like, this might help me if I knew what he was talking about or she was talking about. I don't fully understand this. This is so relatable. And you start off first chapter in the book, it starts with how you think. And that's pretty basic, but talk about the importance of that, because how we think controls basically everything we do and how we do it.
Absolutely. It really does control everything. Your thinking is the center of your existence. You can see a person who has a specific destination. They're thinking, they have a focus, they have a goal of what they want. And if you can learn to just say, understand that, man, I have the ability to choose how I think. I don't just have to accept what comes. I can choose the way. Now, I'm not going to say, there are some challenges. Sometimes you have depression, you have people who have certain anxieties and things like that. I get that. So I'm not discounting those things. But the majority of us on any given day, you have the ability to be able to control how you think. And when you see it, Wayne Dyer always just said, it always starts with how you think. And, if you think and you believe, then things can come, good in your life, or they can come hard. It all depends on how you think about it.
One of the chapters you talk about the aha moment. Talk briefly about that, the importance of that, and when we reach that, and that's a great moment when it happens, rarely in some of our lives, but when it happens where things make sense and the pieces all fit together in the puzzle.
Yeah. And that's that. I think this is really probably the main thing that helped me write that book, is this book, was that aha moment. And when I was just doing and helping my daughter drive and teach her and all the things I was going through, that aha moment just hit me. It's like, wow, this makes sense. I can control this. I don't have to let my mind go like a roller coaster, like a lot of times I was letting it go.
Exactly.
I did all these things. I watched what she did, how you can guide and learn and all these things. And that aha moment, I think everybody's going to get that in their life if they are truly seeking to better themselves. And I always talk about the goals that you've got are keys. You need to have those things. And when you start, perpetuating this thinking, what do I want? You are always going to find that aha moment in your purpose in your life and so many things, but it will make a big difference.
You mentioned keys there. That's interesting, because one of the chapters is having a key is a key. So we're right back to the car. You take the key out and you're going to start the car. Everything. It's so beautiful how you've tied all this in the car and what we go through in our daily lives and trying to get through all the different circumstances. Having a key is a key. Talk about that and how important that is to have that key, which basically starts everything.
It does. And you think about it, from the very, very simple thing of when I write the book, getting in a car, having a key is really having a goal, having a purpose. Again, let's say you go to the store. You're going to get in that car because you have a destination. You have something that you want. If you don't have a desire, a destination, or something to propel you, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to do anything. And having a key is really what it's all about in life, is the goals that you set, the things that you aspire to. And I'm not saying, it can be different. It can be very simple. It doesn't have to be some major, I'm going to be a millionaire. It can be anything that just gets you to move on in life. And just having a key, just like you need a key to start a car, you need a key, a goal in your life to be able to, make your day worth living.
All of this and so much more, we're just, because of the time, touching the surface of all of the life-changing life hacks that are available in Marcellus's book, How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. Book available at Marcellus's website, marcellusstanley.com. You'll find it amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com as well. As you're going through the book and reading it, again, you see it's brilliant. You see all these similarities to the analogies to a part of a car, part of the process of driving, and it's like, yeah, I understand that. You have in a chapter on warning lights, And yeah, they're in the car. They're telling us something. In life, we have warning lights as well, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that was one of the things I learned, that my emotions really are warning lights. It's like, it's something that you learn to pay attention to, because your mind really will help guide you if you tap into it. Your emotions, your feelings, all those things are necessary things. And sometimes you have to pay attention. Hey, something's happening that I got to really stop, you know, take a look at. And that's why I said, all these little things that you can really, that's why I use a car. There's so many little things that you can relate to. If you look like your warning lights, that's huge. So
all tied together so well in Marcellus's book, How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. You can go through chapter by chapter and not only hear about warning lights, but he sort of walks you through the process, how you can apply that to your real life and real life situations. Another chapter, you can't go forward in reverse. And I love that, because so many of us are, if we're not idling, we seem to be in reverse rather than forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that might have been one of my biggest hurdles, because, you know, you think about maybe mistakes and things you've done in the past. You know, those things are, you know, they're always popping up in your rearview mirror. Oh, remember when I did this? Oh, you can't do that. Somebody said this. I'm dealing with that. And until you can learn to get over or put those things behind you, you just can't go forward the way that you want to be able to go, because you're always constantly looking back and letting that hold you back from getting what you want out of life. So I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but we know it's necessary if we want to continue to move forward.
You know, you talk about one of the chapters, which again is, and I'm not going to go through all of them, giving you some idea, because the book is so important and really is very relatable and will change your life. Who is in the driver's seat? I mean, all of these I could say, if I just read that one chapter, my life would be better. Who is in the driver's seat? I'm not a passenger on this, closing my eyes when we're going around a curve at 90 miles an hour. Who's in charge? Who's in the driver's seat? That's pretty basic.
Yeah. And you think about it, it's so interesting. I give the analogy there is, if you would not let your 5-year-old kid decide that they're going to drive your car, you guys are all packed up and you're doing whatever you're going to do, you wouldn't give them. But a lot of times in life, we will give other people control of our lives, our thinking, because of some behavior that they did. Somebody says something to you that gets you up. How many times in a day, if somebody's cut you off in traffic or whatever, and you know, you give them the pleasant "I love you" sign, right?
Yeah.
Or you know, somebody, you know, get into an argument or whatever, and that can control your day, that can control your thinking, and you have to decide: am I going to be the person that's going to keep my focus, let this day go the way that I want it to do, or have that whatever happened or that other person or that situation be in the driver's seat of my thinking? And unless you really, really think about it, you don't realize how much other outside influences control what happens to you.
With us on the program, Marcellus Stanley. The book is How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. So much of what you say comes back to another key point there. The title of the chapter is Your Mind, the Creator. You talk about having, you sometimes think about things that I didn't do well, and you have regrets. That thought comes into your mind. You're in traffic, somebody upsets you, you're in a bad mood for the rest of the day because they got in your mind and they changed that. The mind really is the creator, and we're in control of that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are. And what I said, you look at everything that's in existence right now, it was first created in the mind. A building, you look at a building, somebody had an idea, you know, a car, you know, I talked about the, you know, Henry Ford and Carl Benz, you know, they had an idea that how would I like this to be. So what you want in your life is always going to start first in your mind. And if you learn to tap into the things that come into your mind, you start to see what can be possible. Your imagination is huge. So it really does start with how you think. Your mind is the creator. Everything starts in the mind first.
How long did it take you to write this book? Once you had the concept, how long it's all, you've got so many beautiful examples there, and each of those are sort of freestanding examples that will change somebody's life. But how long did it take you to put all of these together and get the book published?
Okay, so I remember after my daughter graduated, got her driver's license, and about 6 months later, I kind of started thinking about that. I just started thinking about it. And then about a year, so I would probably say probably took me a couple of years from start to finish to really just kind of to put it all in perspective. And, you know, I always said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to think about it. And then, but finally, from, I would say, to get it published, probably three years. So the concept came, you know, always putting it off, da, 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 and then finally said, you know, I'm going to do this. So that's about 3 years.
Well, it's an outstanding job, and you've taken something that we all struggle with, and you put it in terms that we can understand. You've given us the little secrets, the little tips that we can use, incorporate very easily into our lives that can really change the way we think and the way we go about life. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
I do have another book, and it's about halfway done. You want me to talk about it now?
Yeah. Just tease us a little bit with that.
Well, this one actually talks about how to get what you want from the garden of your mind. So my whole thing in my professional life, what I am is a horticulturist. I do interior plant designs. I work with nature a lot. But plants are my passion, and gardening is my passion. And just like a garden, you have to shape it. You have to pull out the weeds. You have to design it. And that's the same thing that happens with us when we want something in life. You can get what you want from the garden of your mind. Everything starts again in your mind first, but it's not always easy. It takes some cultivating, some sculpting, takes some creating. And I go over different aspects of what, you know, what that's all about. So there's something you can get. But again, it starts in your mind first. And a garden, I think, is another relatable thing that everybody can relate to.
Yes.
And yeah, so that's the other book.
And you mentioned that, and I'm thinking, geez, this guy's got all the brilliant ideas. That's another great idea in getting the concept across that he's talking about. A minute or so left here. What's this been like, getting feedback and knowing, even if you don't get direct feedback, you've got people literally all across the country buying the book and understanding, boy, I can do this. This is, I wish somebody would have explained this to me 30 years ago. This is easy to do once you understand the concept and then implement it. What's it been like writing this book and knowing that you're helping to shape lives in a very positive way?
You know, that's one of those things. It's like somebody just had to say, you know, if you've got something inside of you, you need to get it out there. I didn't care about the money or anything like that. Just like said, here's a concept. And it just was able to unfold itself. And so it's just been a really neat thing when I get people to be able to say, you know, this just made sense to me. Just like some of the things you're just saying, it just made it. I wanted to make something easy. I wanted it not to, you didn't have to overthink it. It could be something that you could just really relate to. And for the people who have come to me and just said, wow, this really has changed my life. I don't even know how to qualify that. It's just neat to know that I could say something, and, you know, like sometimes my kids won't listen, but other people will listen. So it's like, it's the right thing came together. So it made sense for some people.
With your kids, you got to write it down, publish it, hand them a copy of the book and say, this is your dad. This will make sense when you read it, because you do such an excellent job in breaking this down. The book is How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster. Marcellus Stanley is our guest on the program. His website, his name, Marcellus, MarcellusCellus, and then Stanley, Stanley. MarcellusStanley.com. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We've got links to all of those locations on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Marcellus, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a job well done. Looking forward to the next book, and hopefully we'll stay in touch and be able to talk about that as well. Pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you, and you really, really made this come alive. So made me even just kind of see some different points as I'm doing these interviews. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess that does make sense.
Well, that does make sense, and I've learned something, and that doesn't happen every day. So congratulations on educating me today. The book is How to Control Your Mind Like a Car Instead of a Roller Coaster by Marcella Stanley. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.